DJW Mobile.
W4DJW.
W4DJW.
KR4ACR. More Spectrum seem to be taking their sweet time on your thing, aren't they?
Sweet time?
Spectrum.
I don't know what's going on. Your Spectrum's messing up. Mine is too.
So far as I know, mine's working, but I just think that's funny how long they take to do that.
Send me hardware by the 16th. I don't have any hardware yet.
Having to change the IP address?
Yeah, affirmative. It'll get a new one. It's not a static IP address, and when it gets a new, when it sees a new hardware address on the new router, because they said they had to send me a new router. When they see the new hardware address, it'll generate a new free IP address.
Right. Okay. Well, there's no telling.
I'm gonna have to take that reminder off and turn it back on later.
Dang, it's like how daggum long can it take to do that?
Surprised me at all if they lost the work order in the shuffle, and I have to get them started all over again.
The router, I mean the cable modem, is at the tower site.
I'll get for all of the EchoLink stuff and the pre-net check-in and all that stuff is at my house.
Ah, okay.
Over here, I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. I'm third in line. You still there?
Even they don't cooperate, huh?
So Bojangles over here on 290 across from Little Rebel. Have you been to it?
You know what? I did see that, but no, I haven't been to it.
Pulling traffic away from Little Rebel because there's a lot of cars in here every time I come over here.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was going when I went through there because that's not a path that I normally travel, but I did see that.
Pretty good so far. You know how that goes there? Once they get broke in, shot in the dark. You don't know whether it's going to hold on that way or not. Anyway, it's my turn up at the window. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. W4DJW. You still there, Jay?
I'm here. About over, yeah.
I was working on multirotor all day.
What?
A multirotor. A copter. RC radio control copter that's got four, they call them quads. It's got four rotor blades pointing straight up.
Ah, I noticed that Greenville Downtown Airport, the military was in there with those Osprey, two of those Osprey helicopters.
I watched a video where a guy was building an Osprey, a radio-controlled Osprey, and it was working really good, too.
Kept thinking I would be able to see it, you know, take off and stuff, but of course, it takes a long time till they get ready, so I didn't get to see that.
Or rotors, whatever you call them. I don't know what you call them. They serve as a rotor when they're up and a propeller when they're down. Those things are enormous.
Well, I mean, I took a video of it sitting there running, but I've seen them take off before, but I kept thinking I'd get to watch it today, but I didn't.
Good to have video of.
What they were at the Greenville Downtown Airport for, one of those guys that works the flight crew or whatever said he thought they were doing training down at Donaldson, but why would they be domiciled at Greenville Downtown?
I was doing touch and goes at Spartanburg one time on full scale. I left Greenville Spartanburg and went to Spartanburg Downtown Airport, which was mostly abandoned. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic back then. And I was shooting touch and goes, just keep racking up hours. And two military jets buzzed over my head. Never heard a word from them on the radio. And they went over my head. I bet they scared me to death, and I bet they were laughing.
Yeah, they thought they had done something then.
Well, I mean, the noise that comes off of them when they fly over top of you is pretty wild. Anyway, I left Spartanburg, went to Donaldson, and started doing touch and goes down to Donaldson.
Yeah, well, just what I mean is I would have thought those guys would have, you know, landed and stayed down there. I just think they'd have more room, but there's probably some good reason.
Who knows what they're up to. That would be fun for a while, I think, but I don't know if it'd be good to do all the time. I like doing it at my own pace, with my feet on the ground and my head in the clouds.
Yep, I am sure.
Is it a weekend yet? Are you over the fence? Or are you still working?
No, I'm on the way home.
That's good. It's a weekend. That's what David used to say over in Dacusville. He'd say he broke out. He's over the fence. He's on the way home. It's a weekend.
Well, the problem with mine is you never know when so-and-so might call. But, yeah, it's supposed to be the weekend.
That's with me with my whole career. If they started up a war room, it didn't matter what day of the week it was or what time of the day it was. You were in the war room until the problem was solved.
Question, is your email address good on QRZ?
But it's the charter email. It's Spectrum, but yeah, it's good.
Well, I sent you an email a long time ago, and you didn't respond. I don't need anything now. I was just curious if that was accurate.
You can look it up. What email address did you send it from? What's something I should look for when I do a search?
KR4ACR@gmail.com.
Okay. I'll go back and see if I can find it. It might have gone to the junk mail. I don't hardly ever go look in my junk mail.
Yeah, like I say, it don't matter. It's no big deal now. But I had sent KI4DOS an email one day, too, and he didn't respond, so I was beginning to wonder about my email.
Window, I'll check, and I'll let you know. My term at the window again, W4DJW. 4DJW.
So you're cooking tonight, huh?
I'm a gatherer. I'm hunting this evening. I'm not gathering. I killed two birds. I'm taking the birds home.
I hear you.
Four. Before I bagged them.
Oh, well, good. Yeah.
That'd be good. I never used to like it a long time ago. It's funny how your taste buds change as you get older, but that's pretty good now, Bojangles. It used to be I preferred KFC, but they're both good now.
Yeah, when I was young, my mama, you know, we went to KFC a lot, like on Sunday afternoon after church or whatever, and pick up lunch, but I hadn't been there in a long time either.
Time between visits to KFC, but that's what keeps it good, I think. If you do anything too much, like when I was going to school, I was eating personal pan pizzas from Pizza Hut every single day. And I did that for about 2 years, and I can't even look at a personal pan pizza anymore. I don't know, they don't make them anymore, but I got to where I couldn't even look at them anymore.
Yeah, I can believe that, but you do what you got to do at the time.
That's exactly right. Eating was the least important of the stuff that had to be done.
I'm about to my house. I just heard you holler out, and I just thought I'd speak to you.
All right, Terry. Well, I'll catch you on the net tonight or over the weekend on air. Have a good weekend. Good talking to you. KR4ACR, W4DJW, mobile.
Okay, you too, Dave. W4DJW, KR4ACR will be clear.